Stand by as we're about to begin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk, What's New in Version 7.1, CCMDB Tivoli Service Request Manager, and Tivoli Asset Management for IT conference call. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. And at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Gabby Zeidenfeld. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hey, thank you. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. My name is Gabby Zeidenfeld, and I'm the market manager for the IT Asset Management Portfolio. And with me today is Norm Peterson, who is the market manager for the Tivoli Service Request Manager, and Rich Johnston, who is the product manager for Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database, the CCMDB. We have a very exciting new release that we've announced this week, version 7.1, and for the CCMDB, version 7.1.1. And today we'll talk to you about what's new in this release, what are the enhancements to these products that we've made, and what have we done with packaging and pricing. As some of you might know, we have also had some Tivoli talks that focus specifically on Tivoli Asset Management for IT 7.1 and Tivoli Service Request Manager 7.1. So for that reason, we'll start out with packaging and pricing information today. And then for those of you who have already heard the details on what the enhancements are that have been made to the product, you can choose to drop off at that point in time. So let's proceed to the next slide. As I click progress here, Sarah, somehow in e-meeting, the slides do not seem to progress. Can you take over control? Thank you. And I'll just give you a cue when to go to the next slide. Thank you for that. So we'll talk about packaging and pricing. We'll talk about the solution. Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Tivoli Service Request Manager combined with CCMDB is an extremely strong offering, very competitive with what some of our key other players in the market offer today. And we have a great solution store, and we'd like to tell you a bit more about it. And then we'll drill into what has been added to each individual product with 7.1 and 7.1.1. Next slide, please. Next slide, please. We'll start off by talking about packaging and pricing. So let's talk about Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1 first. With the introduction of version 7.1, we have decided to remove the maximal contract and procurement manager option and include that functionality in Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1. The reason for that predominantly is that Tivoli Asset Management for IT is our flagship IT asset management product. It's focused on managing the entire life cycle of your hardware and software assets through all the different phases from planning and procurement through retirement of the assets. And contract and procurement management are key aspects of life cycle management. We felt that it would really strengthen the Tivoli Asset Management for IT offering if we included those capabilities in the core product, so we've decided to do that. Also, in the past, some customers have bought Maximo Contract and Procurement Manager with the Tivoli Service Request Manager as a quasi-IT asset management solution, which has caused problems in various areas. So by removing the contract and procurement manager option, we can avoid those problems and really make sure that the functionality that's relevant for IT asset management lives in the proper product. Also with version 7.1 for Tivoli Asset Management for IT, we've included some applications that have always existed in the EAM product, Maximo Asset Management, and that also, per customer request, and by further research on usability of the product, should also really belong in Tivoli Asset Management for IT. Functions such as meters groups, and condition monitoring really go together and are very relevant for IT asset management practices, as are job plans and routes and preventive maintenance. So with this release, we have decided to add these applications to really build out that functionality and improve the usability of IT asset management in this product. We have adjusted the price of Tivoli Asset Management for IT to account for that added functionality. And you'll probably wonder why we're not really talking about the actual price points. Unfortunately, with today's date, we were not able to address the actual prices and talk about those in this Tivoli talk. There will be other Tivoli talks that will focus specifically on pricing, and also the actual price points are available in the software catalog or quote tool, as well as Passport Advantage. So please refer to those tools to get the most current prices. The key takeaway here is that we've made packaging and pricing changes, and we've adjusted the price accordingly. Next slide, please. With Tivoli Service Request Manager, we've made some packaging and pricing changes as well. As just discussed, the maximal contract and procurement manager option is no longer available to the Tivoli Service Request Manager customers. New customers who want contract and procurement functionality really do need to purchase Tivoli Asset Management for IT, as contract and procurement management are IT asset management functions. There is a small number of Tivoli Service Request Manager customers that in the past bought the maximal contract and procurement manager option and who do not yet have Tivoli Asset Management for IT. And for those customers, and it's only a small number of them, we are working on entitlements to make sure that they can still use the functionality that they're using today. Another interesting change is that Tivoli Service Request Manager version 7.1 includes the Maximo SLA Manager functionality. SLA management functionality is quite critical to the service desk function. Therefore, it does make sense to offer that functionality in the Tivoli Service Request Manager product, and also that ensures that we make that offering more competitive and comparable to other solutions on the market. The Maximo SLA Manager option, however, will still continue to exist as an option for Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Maximo Asset Management, the EAM product. So we're not getting rid of the option for those functions. The price for Tivoli Service Request Manager has been adjusted slightly as well. And again, please refer to the software catalog or quote tool for current prices. Next slide, please. Rich, would you like to take the CCMDB slides, please?
Sure, Gabby. Thanks a lot. And good evening, everybody. What you see here is we continue to maintain the packaging for CCMDB in terms of what it is. We have separated out some of the pricing, which I'm going to get into, to conform more to what the customers see with other process managers. And so let me get into it. The way you read this, you got your left-hand column, your right-hand, your center column, and you got some notes on the right-hand side. But the packages remain the same. The one media pack you can see contains both TATM 5.1 and CCMDB version 1.1.1. This is what existed up in the field up until last December when you ordered TATM or CCMDB. You got both products. You only paid one price. It was a value unit based pricing for those products. And when in the release one product, you also had change process manager included as part of the price. So what we did when we moved to 7.1 to conform to the normal way or the other process manager pricing schemes, we broke those out, and there's other reasons that we did that, in that some customers already had a change manager. They didn't want to pay for an additional change manager as well. So TATM remains the same. TATM 7.1 comes in the same media pack as CCMDB and change process manager. Okay, but the difference is when you order TATM, value unit pricing again, the customers who order TATM or CCMDB are enabled to use TATM or CCMDB, different part numbers, okay. And the difference here now in 7.1 that came out in December is that the change process manager that was part of the previous product is now separately priced. It's user-based pricing. For those customers that had CCMDB and or Maximo Change Manager, we have put special ways of handling the conversions to the new pricing schemes. And we did that in such a way as to maintain equity and to maintain the way customers are used to pricing. We're not coming in and making customers buy new licenses, et cetera. So each customer we will look at individually and determine how many users they get for Change Process Manager based on previous usages and stuff in the new scenario. Release Manager used to be value unit priced. We're now, again, usage-based pricing, and that is a separable, orderable product. Does not come as part of the media pack. It's a separate media pack, separate PIDs, et cetera. So can I see the next chart, please? Thank you. Okay, so we do have entitlements, and this kind of outlines the way that we will enable customers for that entitlement. You can see here existing clients will need to pay user license charges for the change and configuration management capability. That's particularly true with the Change Process Manager. And again, there's words in here that explains the, I'm not going to go and read these to you, but there's ways that the change users are calculated. It is dependent on the number of value units the customer was paying for before. The maximum change manager for those customers that were running previous releases of Maximo Change Manager and now want to convert their operations to the CCMDB or the Change Process Manager 7.1. So we do have the capability to convert their usages to the new process manager so that they are not having to see a big increase. And again, Release Process Manager is pretty much the same. Based on the value units the customer played before, they will be converted to usage-based licenses. So, Gabby, I guess it's back to you for the next slide.
Thank you. On to the next slide, please. I'm just trying to load this on my screen here. Unfortunately, it's taking a little while to paint, but here we are. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the solution, the combination of Tivoli Asset Management for IT, Tivoli Service Request Manager, and the Tivoli CCMDB. Where these all live is, I was just prompted to give the slide numbers, which is a very good question, and I believe we cannot see that in the e-meeting, but we're on slide number 9 right now. Okay, slide number 9. These solutions live, obviously, in the IBM Service Management offering, the Service Management portfolio. So I would assume that most of you are familiar with recent IBM Service Management messaging, especially the what we refer to as well as the VCA messaging, the Visibility, Control, and Automation. And with that new messaging that we kicked off at the beginning of the year, IBM Service Management has been divided up in 7 pillars. The ones that you see on the slide here are the pillars that we're addressing today, Service Delivery and Process Automation, and that's where Tivoli Service Request Manager and the CCMDB live. And then also Asset and Financial Management. That's the pillar where Tivoli Asset Management for IT, so IT Asset Management, and EAM and IT Financial Management capabilities live. These two pillars combined really deliver to us the offering that we're talking about today. Next slide, please. Slide number 10. Earlier, we referred to the platform, or the Tivoli Process Automation Platform, and this slide explains a little bit more what that is. For those of you that are familiar with this technology historically, and especially for those of you that work with the EAM product, Maximo Asset Management, you will also recognize this platform as the Maximo platform. When these products, this technology, got acquired by IBM, especially for IT-facing audiences, the branding has been changed to Tivoli, and we're now referring to this platform, this common architecture, as the Tivoli Process Automation Platform. However, I must note that our EAM customers will still continue to know this as Maximo. Now, with version 7.1, the exciting thing and the great enhancement that we've made is that the change in configuration management capabilities are now also built on this platform. So they truly all work together seamlessly. At this point in time, IBM is really the only vendor in the market that can manage all asset classes, so enterprise asset management and IT asset management, and combine that with the service desk, service catalog, and change in configuration and release management. This is truly a unique offering and offers additional advantages based on the technology or the way that this architecture is designed. All these applications, or I should say, all these product packages, EAM, ITAM, service request management, and change of configuration management, all those offerings share common applications. They share one single data layer, the same workflow engine. They share common reports. And if a customer chooses to use this all, they share a common user interface. Furthermore, we offer built-in configuration tools that make it really easy to configure and change the UI and workflows and reports to your business processes. And best of all, these configuration changes upgrade to the next version of our products. And this is a very significant competitive advantage, as many competitive solutions in the market today require custom coding, which is manual and time-consuming. And very often these custom coded changes do not upgrade to the next version of the release. So there are some very significant competitive advantages that this platform offers. And later on, hopefully, we'll be able to spend a bit more time on that. Let's go to the next slide, please. Slide number 11. So what does this look like from a customer's perspective? For those of you who are familiar with the user interface, you'll have a go-to menu, and as you can see here, all these different functions are readily available, be it change, be it asset management, be it the service desk function, service catalog. You can just navigate seamlessly between all of these different functional areas. And again, for many competitive solutions, these different offerings are very distinct products built on different technologies that require additional work to integrate them and very often do not work together seamlessly. Next slide, please. Slide number 12. Now, what does that really mean, working together seamlessly, and why is this important? Well, for example, the IT asset management and service desk function really have a proven business need to work together seamlessly. So just think about the following, and we're on slide 12 now. When the service desk has access to detailed asset information, such as, for example, contract or warranty information, procurement information, that type of data really helps the service desk to run more efficiently and cost-effective. It helps service desk technicians to better streamline the handling of service requests. It can speed up the resolution of incidents and problems. And ultimately, it enhances the service levels and improves customer satisfaction. And conversely, think about it from the IT asset management perspective. If the IT asset management group receives service desk data, such as information on the frequency and nature of issues with certain IT assets, that will help the IT asset management group to run their business more efficiently and, most importantly, more cost-effectively. I'll just give a simple example. If the IT asset management group receives data that in the development organization T60 laptops tend to break down more frequently, then that gives the IT asset management group ammunition to go back to the vendor and renegotiate contracts, or maybe to change their purchasing strategy and determine that maybe those type of machines are not well suited for development environments. So it's those type of activities that greatly enhance effectiveness and saves cost. Now, if you look at the screenshots here, I realize for the people that are in the e-meeting, this is most likely not visible, but if you have the PowerPoint slide, refer back to those at a later point in time. What you see here is a service request screen that a service desk technician would use, and in that screen they have access to all types of asset information readily available to them. So truly, these work together seamlessly. And again, you can easily move from one type of functional area to the other. So you can move back and forth between IT asset management and service desk function. Now, think about it. Next slide, please. What does that mean when you add change and configuration management capabilities to that? And I'll gladly hand this over to Rich, who really is the subject matter expert in this area. So, Rich, can you please talk to slide 13? Rich, I think you might be...
Sure. Thank you. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Okay, see, what you hear is when you're in service desk, as an example, the scenario that I like to talk about is that we have problem data coming in for maybe RTM or other performance data. That comes in, and you can diagnose the problem, and the customer eventually wants to fix the problem by opening up a change request. They can do that easily enough by opening an RFC. The data gets pre-populated. This particular screen here is going down and having access to critical configuration data. The service technician might want to go in and look at the failing resource. And once they find the failing resource, they might want to look around and discover what else is running. If it's a server that is failing, what business applications are on that? What databases are connected to that server? And all that information is seamlessly available. The way I like to put it, what I mean by seamlessly, there's no logging off or logging on. It's a navigation experience. You just navigate to this screen, put in the information, hit enter. You have access to critical data that can be used for diagnostic capability. Again, access to the change process manager for opening requests for change, access to even once you get into the change process manager, you can do impact analysis like determining, hey, if I make this change, what else am I going to affect? You can actually launch into other parts of the solution and actually display the current attributes associated with the CI, as well as look at the history of what's going on with that configuration item or that server, so that if a change occurred recently, that could be causing the problem that is occurring. So what you're doing by integrating these or having this as a piece of your solution, the productivity of the service desk individual is going to go up. Having this data available is going to make faster resolution to the problem, so customer satisfaction will go up as well. And other things that you can do by having this, there's audit capability. There's ways that you can spot configuration items there that might have had out-of-band changes made, and you can find those out-of-band changes, okay, and then you can remediate by opening up other requests for change, notifications, etc. Because we're all sitting on that same platform, the people that are familiar with the Maximo platform or the services that we brought into this product enable this kind of integration, this time of easy navigation. And having all this data stored within the CCMDB is a central place for all data, all problem management, change management, release management, asset management. They're all working against this common database. Very strong, very robust in terms of functions as well as return on investment for customers through quicker access, quicker response to problems, et cetera, et cetera. So we can go on to the next slide.
Great. Thank you, Rich. So for IBM sellers and partners on the phone today, we really like to stress with you that this is really a great sales opportunity for you to sell these products in conjunction. There is a compelling business need. For reasons that we just described, customers do need to use these products in combination. And users of competitive solutions are becoming disenchanted and are becoming concerned with some of the solutions that they're using and that are arguably reaching end of life. Some of the competitive solutions are very, very costly and inflexible to upgrade and difficult to configure. And it's costing organizations too much money and too much time to deal with that. So there's quite a few competitive solutions that are being put out for bid again. So keep your eye out for that. There's really great opportunities here to displace competition because of the fourth bullet that you see here on the slide. We have these built-in configuration tools. It's easy to make configuration changes. And best of all, these upgrades. Now, these products we sell together successfully. Just a very interesting data point here is that 70% of the time that we have sold Tivoli Asset Management for IT, that customer also buys Tivoli Service Request Manager, predominantly in the same transaction. So it's pretty obvious from data points like that that our solutions work together seamlessly and are being purchased together by our customers. We have several customers that have implemented these products in conjunctions, and we have case studies on the customers that are listed on the slide here. These case studies are all available on IBM.com and Extreme Leverage, as well as Partner World, so I would urge you to go there and have a look at those. Next slide, slide number 15, please. Here we have a usage scenario, and for time's sake, I'm going to skip through that, as I think we alluded to a lot of the benefits already. But if you do find time to refer back to those slides, you might look at how a specific workflow might work for a combination of these products in use. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 16. I would just like to reiterate here our competitive points. Again, on Extreme Leverage, you will, and on Partner World, I must add, you will find a great level of detail around these products that drill into all these competitive advantages. But the key takeaway here is, again, this unified solution, this unique architecture or platform that we have, because, again, we're the only vendor that can manage all these asset classes and combine it with a service desk, service catalog, change configuration, and actually release management as well. It's easy to configure. Our solution upgrades easier than a lot of competitive solutions. Especially in the software asset management arena, we have additional products that build out Tivoli Asset Management for IT to really help manage complex license entitlements in both distributed and mainframe environments, so that's unique. Our platform is built on very recent, modern, state-of-the-art technology. It's web architecture built on J2EE with service-oriented architecture, web services, and XML support. So compare that to a lot of competitive solutions that were built on proprietary code that's very often more than a decade old. Furthermore, when we came out with this platform, IDLE was already on the market, so we had a great opportunity to align our design with IDLE best practices. So our solution is truly built from the ground up on IDLE. And furthermore, the Tivoli Process Automation Platform is very extendable and scalable. It integrates very well with key other Tivoli offerings. So interoperability is a key advantage of the platform. And combined with other Tivoli products, such as Tivoli Provisioning Manager, the NetCool product suite, the License Compliance Manager products, there's a whole host of Tivoli products that integrate into this platform quite well for a true end-to-end service management solution. So on to the next slide, please. I'd like to talk briefly about some of the enhancements that we've made to the 7.1 platform. The 7.1 release was announced this week. 7.1 was a key release from many perspectives. Some of the key objectives I think we achieved with this release was really to offer this unified solution by bringing in the change and configuration management capabilities on that same platform. But furthermore, there was a great deal of focus to help customers improve their return on investment, their return on investing in this Maximo/Tivoli platform, by helping them to better manage and control the cost of implementing and maintaining this Maximo Tivoli solution. we made some core enhancements to the platform functionality, and all of these enhancements can be leveraged by all of the products that live on the platform, so the CCMDB, Service Request Manager, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and Maximo Asset Management can all take advantage of these new enhancements that you see on slide number 18. Just to highlight a few, the conditional UI is a whole host of improvements we've made that help control access to data and applications, and it also enables you to control the UI behavior based on conditions that our customers can define up front. So, for example, certain types of people in certain roles cannot see certain fields in the UI, or maybe certain type of data is restricted if you take certain type of steps in a workflow. It's extremely flexible and allows you to really control how your users can interact with the data, with the different applications, and with the user interface. That's something a lot of our customers have asked for a long time, and we're pleased to offer that now. The Migration Manager is a tool that helps you to migrate those changes that you make with the configuration tools from pre-production into production environments. So maybe you're in a development or test environment, you make configuration changes, you want to move them into production. This tool helps expedite that. Again, something many of our customers will be delighted to see. Overall, there's been a lot of focus on looking at the different roles that users have using these products and what type of clicks or what type of navigation they need to do in the user interface to achieve the tasks that are relevant for their roles. So based on that usability research, we've been able to reduce the number of clicks for a lot of activities. We've also created new administrative applications that help reduce the administrative time involved with making certain admin changes that maybe in the past you had to go to the server or to some kind of system log to retrieve those. Those are now available in applications. And we also have launching context, which allows you to, for example, launch any other application, let's say SAP, from within Maximo or within any of these Tivoli products. The benefit here is that you do not have to move back and forth into another third-party application, log in there, but let's say you're in a certain type of field and you wanted to jump over to SAP to drill into more detail in the financial arena, you can launch that application from within the product. It automatically keeps you logged in, data is passed through automatically, and it makes it a lot faster and easier to execute certain tasks. So that's a cool new feature we've added. And then there's also the BERT reporting. Many of you will have probably heard of that already. It's a new reporting tool option. The existing reporting options will still continue to be supported, but BERT will be the new reporting tool that's available out of the box. Next slide, please. At this point in time, I'm going to hand this over to Norm Peterson. He's the market manager for the Tivoli Service Request Manager. We've made some very cool enhancements to this product, and Norm will talk us through it.
Thank you, Gabby. It's my pleasure today to talk to you about the Tivoli Service Request Manager, our service desk and service catalog solution. This slide really kind of highlights all of our new content. We have all of our OMP integration, the Tivoli monitoring, NetCool, Identity Manager, Lotus Same Time. That's a highlight of our OMP integration. Our best practice, roles and start centers, we're going to go into that in a lot more detail. Some of the incident and problem workflows that are based on ITIL, those are all highlighted in this release. We have a number of integration toolkits available with Tivoli Service Request Manager. We can integrate with event management to generate tickets, knowledge bases to help both users and service desk agents solve tickets and incidents very quickly. We do integrate with other service desks so that we provide coexistence. We support bidirectional ticket flow with other service desks. And lastly, we have a telephony integration with our Genesys product, and we have plans to integrate with Cisco in the future. We do have an upgrade for our tooling. We have The bulletin board, knowledge management, and survey management, we're going to talk a little bit more about those in details in the subsequent slides. And lastly, on the process integration, Gabby and Rich have talked about this extensively. We do integrate with the CMDB asset and common service request. So all of these products are integrated. It's basically an extension of a screen. It's all products are available in the same instance, in the same basically user interface. So next slide, we'll get into this in a little more detail. So Tivoli Remote Diagnostics, what this capability provides is the ability to leverage low-cost labor centers to do desk-side support anywhere in the world. This is very powerful for large enterprises that want to reduce those labor costs associated with desk-side support. The customer service representative can take over a workstation with the approval of the owner and work with the owner to resolve an incident. And all the clicks, all of the data entry that's done into the workstation through that interface is recorded and logged with the ticket. So it's a very easy, cost-effective way to do desk-side support, and that's been included in this product. Next slide, please. Knowledge management. A number of clients have told us it's key to have good knowledge management to increase their first call resolution rates. Some of our customers have as much as 80% first call resolution targets, and knowledge management is critical to driving to those metrics. It helps both the end user and the service desk rep find out, you know, what are the historical solutions to this problem, and it also leverages Right Answers. It's another knowledge base, third-party knowledge base that we can leverage and bring that information into to solve incidents and problems that our customers are facing. It provides key search, keyword search capabilities in multiple languages. It provides enhanced ranking of the different search results based on success criteria. It ranks it the highest probability of success to the lowest, so it provides that enhanced ranking capability. It provides a feedback mechanism so that once we understand if a solution was viable to solve that particular incident, it moves it up in the category and helps us validate some of these solutions for our customers. Next slide, please. We've also integrated the Instant Messenger. You know, in this world of texting, a lot of our communication is done through Instant Messenger. It also allows our service desk agents to perhaps work on multiple tickets at the same time. So while they're waiting for a user to do something on a machine that they may be having a problem with, that service desk agent can be working with perhaps another, maybe two or three other customers in that same sort of interface. So it provides an alternative means to the end consumer or customer, and it logs all that information with the ticket. Next slide, please. Computer telephony integration. I don't know about you, but I'm still a little old-fashioned. I still like to call into the service desk. So when I call into the service desk, you know, I enter in my my user ID and I enter in my IBM serial number. And what we're doing there is starting to populate an incident ticket as we start to capture who's calling in and if they have a workstation issue, we start to record that information, and it starts to populate a ticket. And these are basically, it's a screen pop from the telephony part that brings it into the ticket for the incident management. So it's just another interface to manage the verbal communication into ticket management systems. So we've interfaced with Genesys. We do plan to integrate with Cisco in the future. Next slide, please. Customer surveys. in today's world of shrinking budgets, we have to justify just about everything we do. So by demonstrating to the business that we are serving the business well, we can hopefully maintain or even perhaps increase our budgets by showing that we are serving the business. The customer survey tool is one way of showing that we are managing incidents and problems adequately to serve the business needs. And it's just one way of demonstrating back to the business that we are doing the job that we're tasked to do. Basically, this survey can be sent out at the end of a ticket. We can send it out to every fifth person, every 25th person. We can send it over a period of time. We can do it over a telephone. So there's numerous ways we can initiate this customer survey. There's opt-out sequences, so if a customer doesn't want to receive tickets, they can opt out and not fill out the survey. But basically, this tool does help us try to understand how well we're serving the business and what areas we need to focus on for improvement. Next slide, please. So some of the service desk content we do integrate with the IT unified process. That process is linked in with ITIL version 2, version 3. We integrate with that incident problem management section of ITUP so that if you're talking to your customers, this tool is free for them to use to evaluate their environment and plan out their ITIL implementations. And incident problem management for both ITIL version 2 and version 3 are figured prominently. Some of the new reports that are available, we do support a number of reporting capabilities and additional reports or different KPIs are very easy to bring up to a different reporting screen so that if you're a service desk manager, you can understand what are the total number of requests, what are the requests completed, the mean and elapsed time for different tickets. So if we have SLAs we have to meet, we can put those key performance indicators on a screen so that we can manage the business of IT very, very well. Next slide, please. This is just a continuation. So we can also talk about different security groups. So different service desk agents have different security groups related to the end systems that they're supporting. We have ITUP expert process advice to work with our customers. We do support both functional, which is a escalation from level 1, level 2 to level 3 support, and hierarchical, which escalates up the management chain to focus greater attention on an incident as we come closer to our service level agreement threshold. So it supports all those different escalations available to manage an incident. Next slide, please. One of the major enhancements in the 7.1 release is our service catalog capabilities. Again, we have a new shopping user interface. We have it supports the shopping cart that everybody's come accustomed to in the online shopping experience. We do have favorites and recommended IT services that we would want to use. Those ones that we use frequently, we can set that up as a favorites item within our shopping interface. Under order fulfillment, we have both descriptive, we have actions and supply chain capabilities within the order fulfillment. So if we're looking to just execute a workflow, step 1, step 2, step 3, it manages the implementation of a service in that respect. It also manages the supply chain. If you want to give a new employee an office, a desk, a chair, a new laptop, it manages all the supply chain capabilities around that. It manages, again, the best practice content around the catalog capabilities, process integration with common service requests. We can launch in context both incident, problem, and change. right from the catalog, and we also integrate into the CCMDB to record asset and configuration information. Some of the service tooling, the catalog definitions, service offering, fulfillment, all those are basically the capabilities required to manage the catalog offering to our end consumers. So it's just basically, if I'm part of the catalog group, these are some of the roles and responsibilities the catalog group would have to manage that catalog offering to the general consumers of IT. Next slide, please. This slide talks a little bit about the evolution of the catalog. We've started with just kind of a list of services. We've moved that into a web page, and then it evolved from there to being able to support ordering and then automated fulfillment. So this shows the life cycle and the metrics flow that supports all of that. We're running out of time, so I'll just kind of move through this very quickly. Next slide, please. We do support multiple of the same offering. We support multiple capabilities of that same offering. So if you're part of sales, you may have a different capability around your IT requirements than somebody in development. So we just want to be able to customize an offering for the general user community that's using it. So not all users require the same capability, so we want to customize an offering for different user groups. And we do support those capabilities within this catalog. Next slide, please. This slide is useful to sales because this catalog offering, while it's packaged with the service desk, basically any person that uses the tool to manage the catalog offering would need a license. So the service designer that designs the service, that defines all the offerings, if there's 10 people required to do that, they'd require 10 licenses of Tivoli Service Request Manager. The service delivery manager and all the people that are required to support that process, again, would require different licenses of Tivoli Service Request Manager. Again, with IT operations and the operations specialist, these are some of the roles and responsibilities required to manage this offering, and they would all need licenses to do that. The end IT user, as with most catalogs, be it a paper catalog or a catalog like Amazon.com, we don't charge our end user for viewing our catalog or ordering something that they want to purchase. So, consistent with that philosophy, we do not charge the end IT user for accessing the catalog. Next slide, please. This slide goes into a little more detail about the roles and responsibilities. So when you're talking to your customers and you want to understand how many licenses that they may have them about some of the different roles and the different responsibilities required to support that role to gauge the number of licenses to sell to that customer. So we've included this to help gauge that the number of licenses you might want to sell a customer. Next slide. So we have to demonstrate value to the customer. The customer needs to understand value to purchase. So, we're providing streamlined ITIL incident problem and catalog management. We're increasing availability of critical IT resources to the customers. We're optimizing the productivity of the service desk and service catalog personnel with these tools. We're maximizing IT infrastructure stability, availability. So we're achieving our planned capacity that we're promising to the business. We're aligning our IT operations and the business with respect to service level management and the service level agreements that we do sign with our customers. We're providing the flexibility of the internal customers to shop for these services through the catalog. There's one point of contact between the business and IT to order any IT service. That saves a lot of time and effort, just having that single point of contact. we're assigning and tracking SLAs, compliance with our service level management capabilities, our SLA manager capabilities in the product. And we're able to associate our IT costs of services and offerings to manage consumption. When we assign a cost to IT service and the customer knows how much these services cost, and we can see instantly how our customers are consuming IT resources, it helps us plan to the future. We can say, you know what, our email subscriptions are growing at 20%, you know, every 3 months. We need to plan additional server capacity to keep up with that growth of demand. Next slide, please. I'll hand this over to Gabby to talk a little bit more about what's new in Tivoli Asset Management for IT.
Great. Thanks so much, Norm. The Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1 release was predominantly focused on making sure that product could leverage all those platform enhancements that we talked about earlier, and that it could indeed work together with other 7.1 product offerings. The point that is key here is that you cannot combine, let's say, a version 6.2.1 of Tivoli Asset Management for IT with a version 7.1 of the CCMDB. They all need to be the same version. So for Tivoli Asset Management for IT, it was important that we got out on the same code base. With regards to specific IT asset management functionality, we only made small enhancements, such as enhancements to the reconciliation applications and new reports such as, for example, asset software compliance, a person detail report, link results detail, et cetera, some very granular reports that customers have been asking for. And then there's also the packaging changes that we talked about earlier that I won't go into detail here. But these were the key things that we've done with Tivoli Asset Management for IT version 7.1. Next slide, please. And with the next slides, I'm going to hand it over to Rich to take us through the last couple of slides.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to run through these because I think we've talked a lot about the benefits here in terms of end-user experience, configurability, and reporting. Gabby talked a lot about the Maximo base, applying a lot of this capability. But one of the things our customers definitely need is the ability to easily configure their end-user interface. Through doing this, an end-user will improve productivity very quickly by just having the data that individual needs to see at his beck and call very easily is quite a benefit. So the configuration that you do you perform in order to do this is very easy to use, no coding involved, and again, from a competitive perspective, you don't have to hire $5 million worth of programmers in order to support this product. I do have one financial institution that is actually spending $5 million just for programmers to support their environment. So with the configuration tooling within the product, it is fantastic. Next slide, please. The change and release function that we put in the integration, you can actually go from service desk all the way down through change process management, do the impact analysis using data from the CCMDB, and turn that request for change over, package it within a release, go ahead and kick off TPM for the distribution of that release. TPM will report back. The RFC can be closed. Service desk gets notified, or somebody gets notified, hey, the change went in, job done. So it's very integrated. Again, this is kind of repeating, but next slide, please. Okay, again, everything within the product, all the process managers are IDLE compliant. You can get the same information out of ITUP that if you want to look, you want to design your process, etc. These processes, when you get into do your process analysis prior to installing, there's an art to doing process analysis, but you're looking at, hey, what's your current, what's your future process want to be, what's the gap analysis, what products do you want to integrate with. All those functions are capable through this capabilities delivered within this product. Also within it, there's a lot of configuration management. And understand there's a difference between topology viewing and configuration management, particularly when you get into talking about state management, a CI or configuration item that is in production, you might want to have in a protective state versus a CI that might be in test or a non-critical CI. That's when you really begin to take advantage of the configuration management, how the CIs are updated. If a CI is in protected space, it must have a valid request for change in order to move to the next process in the request for change process. So there's a lot of function in here that is kind of not obvious that you don't talk about every day, but you can take advantage of in order to really protect and the state of the CIs, that you have a quality CCMDB, quality data within that configuration management database, and you can really trust it. The audit capabilities there, the remediation process, et cetera, et cetera. So can we move to the next slide? Okay, we did mention at the beginning of the call, real quick, CCMDB 7.1 is coming out May 16th. And the primary reason that we're going out with the 7.1.1 release is we're going to move into the Z environment. It's a Linux on Z step, but it's our first step moving into Z. At that point in time, we pick up things for support for SLES 9 for Linux, and we also will begin later on this year. You'll see SLES 10, Red Hat 5, et cetera, for the Z Linux environment. There's some other functions there that you see that we'll be delivering along the way, but basically we're moving to the Z Linux environment. We're moving to business continuity process management so that you can utilize business continuity tools that are normally available on a Z platform, integrate it with a configuration management database, the CCMDB, and really protect those resources. Know when you have to pull that switch to move the business server to your backup systems, et cetera, et cetera. So next slide. Okay. I'm going to kind of wrap it up here. Appreciate everybody hanging on. But I think for more information, particularly around the sales acceleration plays, we've been putting a lot of work into this environment. And you can see the accelerators that are there. These are services that can be used to really get you up installed and up and running as quickly as possible. And there's some names there for you to reference, and certainly I'm sure everybody on this call, if you have questions or anything like that, you can reach us. Our contact information isn't there, but you can reach us through the 1-800 IBM number. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Abraham to open up for questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. Once again, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question on the conference today. And we'll pause for a moment to assemble our roster. And there are currently no questions, but once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And it appears I have no questions at this time.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate everybody being on the call. And like I say, if you have any other questions, please get in touch with us. Gabby, you have anything?
No, I just want to thank everyone for staying on, and indeed, Norm, Rich, and I are available for any follow-on questions. Thank you for your attention. Bye-bye.
And thank you, everyone.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. This does conclude our conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great day.